Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey guys, don't forget, hit that like button. I can't wait to test. What was that word and phrase that Jeffrey Lurie used? I want to use this on G-Cob. Emotional intelligence. Let me use the emotion. You know, I really love the emotional intelligence of G-Cob. I mean, when Jeffrey Lurie was dropping that science on us, there at the NFL owners meeting, what a soiree and a fireside chat that thing was. The emotional intelligence. Let's test G-Cobbs out right now. Let's bring it on. Here he is, and his emotional intelligence.
Jeffrey likes he likes that word. He likes using that word, you know. But you know, I gotta admit, you know, he's had a system and it's been working. So, you know,
let me read that to you since you brought that up, G-Cobb. Watch this. Yeah. Since 94. They have made the playoffs 19 times. They've made the NFC Championship game 8 times. They've won 2 Super Bowls in 31 years. They've been to the game 4 times. They've won 11 division titles. They're 20-17 in the playoffs. By the way, that 20 wins is symbolic of the Giants, the Cowboys, the Commanders combined have not won 20 playoff games in the NFC East.
Wow.
He bought the team for $185 million, and the team has a value of around $9 billion right now. Jeffrey Lurie has been what as an owner to you?
I think he's been he's shot for the top. I mean, he's been a guy who's not really interested in just finishing. You know, he's been passionate about, you know, winning the whole thing. And you know, I think that he goes along with a lot of the Eagles fans, which is, if we didn't win it all, then we're not celebrating, you know. And so I think that he definitely has pushed for the top, and he's going after it with the people he's brought in running the team. You know, if something's not right, everybody can see it's not right, then that coach is out of there. He's not sitting around holding his hand, all that. So It's either win it all or move on. And I can see where he definitely has he's going after excellence. You know, I will give him that. I mean, I don't agree with every move, but so what? You know, I gotta admit, Jeffrey Lurie has been trying to win. I can't say that about all the owners, you know, where it's about win or you know, he's it's all about winning, all about winning. And, you know, now with this tush-push stuff and everything, man, getting into all that and everything. But and the thing about it is, I think with the tush-push, just to go ahead and get my hand into there, the tush-push is about the quarterback, man. And I don't think the league, I don't think, you know, understand the commissioner is not interested in getting quarterbacks hurt or even running a risk. Because some of the quarterbacks, like you can look around, some of the quarterbacks, come on, they can't do no tush-push. You know, that quarterback is the key guy because he has got to he's got to be a driver, you know. And most of the quarterbacks, that's you're not thinking about that when you think about the quarterback. That's about the last thing you're thinking about is him being able to run over somebody, drive somebody, you know. You're not looking at that from your quarterback. And so I think that they would feel better if the quarterbacks didn't put themselves in a position where they could get hurt. And I think that's the reason that all these, you know, you're going to have some other teams and the commissioner looking at that and saying, man, the worst thing can happen during the season is getting quarterbacks hurt. if anything, that would lessen the interest in the game, because the quarterbacks are the stars, just like a movie. I mean, you can't go to Denzel, Marlon Brando, whoever. You can't go to a movie and then they're hurt. They're not in the movie. The star is not there. Man, you're going, I'm not going to see that movie, man. The star is not there.
So Gary, I think they think that way. I spent my entire first hour trying to tell people the NFL is the WWE. The only difference is the ending is not scripted. That's the only difference here, because to your point, get this, there's no intel that the injury on the tush push. You have the competition committee chairman, Rich McKay, who's coming on this program next week, saying it doesn't look aesthetically a football play. Then you have Dr. Sills coming in and saying that play could cause injury. He's setting up CTE conversations. They're going to get rid of that play because they're going to say, we don't want to be in courtrooms because of head injuries and head trauma that after the fact, by the way, there's no way you can put any kind of scientific, any kind of data around that. You're hypothesizing that. And then you have the commissioner going, there's 16 teams. I need 8 more votes. You know how he's going to sell it, Gary? He's going to sell it. Do you want to be in a courtroom in 20 years, that tush-push play, when a guy comes to the table and goes, like Jason Kelce, I've got CTE or the symptoms of CTE. That's how they're going to get that play out of there in May. It's bad look for TV, and they are afraid of injuries and are afraid of the Players Association. Because there's no other – you're making it up on the injury. You're making it up. It's not a football play. Yeah. What other reason would be that you not have that play in the game?
Yeah, I think they think that it might it's not as, you know, like you're gonna have the wide open. Of course, they like the big plays and all that, but I still think it's about that quarterback. Come on, the quarterbacks, they are the stars of the league. Quarterbacks, the teams that have the quarterback, they're always considered to be have a chance to win the whole thing if they got the quarterback position, and that's the. They spend all the time popularizing the quarterbacks. It's a quarterback this personality. You know everything about the quarterback. A lot of the other players, you don't know what a guy went to school. You don't know his personality. You know every personality of every quarterback because that's the way they sell. They sell the game through the quarterback. So just understandably, if you were putting together a movie, you're going like, what? My star can't make it. Well, then we're not doing anything today. You know, we can't. How are we going to shoot? How can we shoot anything without the stars? So that's the way I think that they look at it. Of course, you got a lot of Philadelphia fans not happy about this whole thing. You know,
some of them are ready to fight right now.
Yeah.
So here you got the Packers. The Packers are the people that put it out there. And I posted a picture of Bart Starr with one of the greatest plays of all time in the Ice Bowl.
Bingo.
That had a quarterback sneak. And the Packers, of all people, there were two plays, the Green Bay Packers, the Packers sweep that quarterback sneak with Starr. What was the similarity? Fuzzy Thurston, Jerry Kramer, Forrest Gregg.
Yep.
All those players, they had a great O-line.
They had a great O-line.
Packers be against one of the most famous Packer plays of all time.
That's right. That's right.
That's the hypocrisy of it.
That is fitting that it would be the Packers making the most noise. And the thing they don't like is that the Eagles are so good at it.
I know.
The thing is, you know, they just do a great job.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Getting that momentum going, that somehow they're able to get off at the same split second. And doggone, then you got Jalen, who, you know, we've seen him by himself drive people because he got those wheels. And he's just been able to do that. And most of the quarterbacks in the league, the last thing they're thinking of doing is doing squats. They're not doing any squats.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, let me ask you this question. Do you think the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl if they didn't have the tush push last year as a play in their arsenal? Would they have won the Super Bowl without that play? Because we all know this. They go into every game first and nine, first and eight because of that play.
That's right.
Would they have won the Super Bowl if they couldn't utilize an identity play? That's an identity play for them.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Could they have won the Super Bowl without that play?
Well, you know, they clearly would not have been as good of a team. And, you know, I'd probably say no, they wouldn't have. You know, I probably would say no because, you know, it just from a confidence standpoint, they go in, they figure, look, we get fourth and one. You guys are going, man. You're not stopping us. And they got a confidence about it. And they just been so effective. It's been so effective. And the other thing is, it's in the other team's mind, too. You see the Chiefs, the biggest thing shows it. The defensive tackle, Kansas City, lining up sideways. Come on, man. You got a Pro Bowler, the highest paid defensive tackle in the league, and he's lining up sideways. Come on, man. What? They were in his head. Come on. Tell me they were not in his head.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
He's lining up sideways, man. Come on, man. How many times did he line up sideways? Come on. And you got all kind of guys. They're all through the Redskins had a guy jumping over the pile. Come on, man. What is he doing? He's jumping over the pile. One play, they're just calling the snap. Here comes this dude flying way before the snap. He's jumping over the whole team, man, looking like a fool.
Oh, my God. Let me go here for you now. Okay.
Yeah.
So Nick Sirianni, the owner, goes, I love his emotional intelligence, and was asked about his his contract.
Yeah.
Do you think the Eagles make a guy with a 741 win percentage, two NFC championships, and a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Do you think they pay him more than Andy Reid at $21 million annually? And do they look at him like that, or do they look at it like, this is my culture? I can hire anybody. Anybody and everybody has won since I've been here. I just gave you the accolades of the owner. Doesn't the owner think he's the smartest guy in the building compared to everybody else? I mean, if you give that coach that kind of money, aren't you saying that this was a lot of Nick and less of the owner and the GM?
You know, I think they're probably going to end up paying him. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie has been that way about his money, meaning like, he's basically, you know,
has he paid coach
Howie Roseman.
You tell me, Gary, has he paid coach as well?
Yeah, he will take care of coach. He will take care of coach. So I think he's going to take care of him. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes him the highest paid coach. Oh,
okay.
Because I think he has a lot of respect for him and the fact that, you know, he's got to look. I mean, he had Andy here. You know, Andy won a lot, just didn't win the whole thing. And with the fact that he's gone to two Super Bowls in 3 years, he's already won, as young as he is. He's still a young coach, and he's already won a Super Bowl. He's been to two. So just with that and all the winning he's done, I think they're going to pay him pretty well. I think they're going to take care of him, and Jeffrey Lurie has been that way. And really, with the fact that he's had so much success in this short period of time, I think he has bought in, and I think they see a lot of things the same way. And I think that's probably the key to it all, is that they're mentally still all going in the same direction. And I think that Nick, because, you know, they have Nick has had to, he's had to make some changes, you know, with all of the some of the stuff he was doing on the sideline and everything. You see, they put an end to that. He put an end to that. And he's gotten better. He's gotten better as a coach. So I think from that standpoint, they are going to take care of him. Yeah, I think he's going to get the major bucks, because Lurie has been willing to do that. You see, with the way they run the team, they might spend more money on their team, but they utilize the, you know, different things they have in the rules, and they might have to pay out more money. But if that's what it takes for them to have the best team, and then you know, he's shown that he's willing to do that.
But let me bring these names up then.
Yeah.
On what you're saying. Here have been the assistant coaches that have gone on to be head coaches in the NFL that Jeffrey Lurie has hired.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh was an assistant. Yeah. Sean McDermott was an assistant. Steve Spagnuolo was an assistant. Frank Wright was an assistant. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen were an assistant. These are all guys who went on to be head coaches. Kellen Moore has gone on now. Brad Childress. Mm-hmm. David Culley.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera. Leslie Frazier.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. John Gruden. So my question to you would be, doesn't the owner look at it and go, I'm a really good evaluator of talent when it comes to assistant coaches? When I look at Nick, Nick is perfect for what I want and how I want my organization. I just wonder what that value is, because Gary, isn't he a product of the assistants around him? When they didn't have quality assistants in 23, he was exposed. Mm-hmm. When he had good ones in 22 and 24, he excelled. So who is Nick Sirianni?
Well, you know, I know that, you know, clearly, you know, the assistant coaches play a major role in winning and everything. But I think that Nick, looking at him this past season, you know, he grew. I've seen him grow in the time he's been here. So
he did. He did.
So I think that they have a lot of respect for him, and I could see where it seems like the way things are going, you know, they really see a lot of things the same way. See, and so I could predict them having success and being willing to commit, some time to each other. So that's where Nick is basically his family and football. There's nothing outside of that. That's it.
But Gary, don't you feel that the difference between him and Doug, and maybe even Andy's situation was family related, so I'll go Doug. Yeah. Doesn't it seem, though, that I've never heard Nick go, because he was asked a question down in Palm Beach about Goddard. And I brought this up a couple minutes ago, and I'm like, I've never heard him say, hey, look, you know, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, I fought for those guys. I didn't want those guys to go whatsoever. You know, and I fought for this coach, or I fought for that guy. You know, those guys, they were instrumental in what we did. Yeah. I've never heard him say that. Where Doug was fighting for his assistant coaches. That's what got him blown out.
Yeah.
That's what gets a lot of coaches blown out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Nick's wrong, because Nick knows how to play the politics of the building, it seems, better. Uh-huh. And that's, he knows his sandbox better. So do you think that's why they're more drawn to him as the style of coach they want? Is because it's not so much about the X's and O's. It's more about how he delegates and how he conveys the message on what the organization's direction is. That's where his strength is.
You know, I think that he's got that. I think that Howie listens to him.
Okay.
Because Howie clearly is the guy making all these decisions about, you know, personnel and everything. And They know that in today's NFL, you know, you have got to be able to lose some guys and do such a great job in the draft because you can't pay everybody. I mean, look how many guys they're paying. They're paying a lot of guys. I mean,
get this, Gary. Ten guys on that team right now are making north of $15 million.
That's right. Yeah, 10 or, you know, I would say maybe even more. You know, I'm thinking, but you're right that they're willing to pay these guys, but at the same time, they know that they cannot pay everybody. And that's why I think that he knows the system that they've got, which is the system now is, look, with the defensive linemen they lost, they know, hey, we're not going to be able to give these guys $20 million. Come on. You guys making 20 and 25, 28. You know, we cannot pay everybody. So that's why we got to do a great job with the draft. We've got to develop young players. That's what they've got to be able to do. And I think that the big thing that that Nick has done is done a great job with bringing in quality assistant coaches who do a great job of teaching, because your young players are got to be able to play. You got need some of them. They got to stay in and play key roles because you can't pay everybody. And I think last year, you see, one of the keys to the reason they won was they had so many young players. They blossomed at the right time, and they stepped in and they played key roles and everything, because you cannot pay everybody when you're paying guys, you know, so many guys you're paying, giving them $20 million. So many guys on the team making $20 million. You cannot pay everybody that. And so I think that Nick realizes that. So that's why he doesn't, I don't think he trips about guys leaving, because he knows that's part of the, that's a part of the predicament.
Couple last ones here for you. All right, let me ask you about Howie Roseman here. So Howie's contract is coming up here, and, you know, Jeffrey Lurie addressed that, and he was talking about Howie. And now get this. So Jeffrey Lurie's on the horizon, because if you heard him ask the question also about this, well, yeah, I've had my kid, Jeffrey, he's in the personnel, how contracts are done, how personnel goes, the hiring of coaches. He's really being involved in every single aspect. That sounds like a GM's role to me. That just don't sound. So do you think Howie Roseman's time is tied to how long Jeffrey Lurie remains operating that football team once he steps down and hands it to his kid? Could you see his kid doing, well, I'm going to make my own name, like the Steinbrenner kids, like Jeannie Buss, and Howie's not the guy?
Woo! I mean, now, if he were to do that, I mean,
don't new people want to have their own people and make their own mark?
Well, you know, that's going to be very interesting. I mean, that's a very interesting situation.
75.
Yeah,
he's,
I know. 75. Yeah. Who you talking about? Jeffrey?
Yeah, I think he's 73 or 75 years old.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's very interesting. You know, I don't see him firing Howie, but. That, you know, but the son, hey, he going like, I'm not married to Howie. My dad was married to Howie.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, if you remember right, I brought the example up. I was like, when Dr. Buss, I know I'm with a conspiracy. Hey, when Dr. Buss was alive, he had a guy, Kurt Rambis, in there that was prepped by Jerry West. Yes. And all of a sudden, Jeannie and the brother get the team.
That's right.
Blow him out.
Yeah.
He starts running it, and they ran the Lakers into the ground.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they wanted to make – I'm just – hey, man, you know me, Gary. I'm a shit starter here. I get it. But.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, the son going like, hey, look, my dad was married to the guy. I'm not married to the guy. I don't even know him that well. I mean, you know, but he has worked with him. So I think that he has a certain – you know, they got a relationship, but, you know, I know he's been there, and Howie's been the one, you know, kind of teaching him. So that's going to be very interesting when that situation gets there, man. But you know what? Everybody's time comes. You can tell Howie, everybody's time comes, man.
Now, last one here, though. Now, here's me if I'm Howie. All right.
Yeah.
So I always coveted being the Jets GM. There was a guy by the name, and of course, you're a great baseball player back in the day. You knew who Theo Epstein was. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who built the World Series title in Boston, and he built the World Series team in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make statues of that guy. Virginia McCaskey just passed away. New ownership is probably going to buy the Bears. So let me get this right. You are in Chicago, Howie. I'll give you 1% of the Bears to leave, and you have total say. If you're Howie and you've won one more Super Bowl, say, what's left in Philly? Because you know what you'll always be tied to? You'll always be tied to that owner because the owner gave the bag of money and gave you the latitude. Mm-hmm. Don't you think the value of a GM is doing it like head coaches in multiple places? That's when you know that guy can go into anywhere and he's a problem solver. Wouldn't that be his challenge?
Well, that would be a great challenge. That would be something that if he weren't here, yeah, I could see where if they did get rid of him, however, he could go somewhere else and somebody would hire him. So that definitely is true. But I know how he loves Philadelphia. I mean, he loves these people, the whole, you know, personality of the city and everything. So, I mean, but if he were to get the machete, I can't say that, you know, he wouldn't want to go get the job somewhere else. Because, you know, he probably would. If he were to get fired, you know, he would want to go somewhere else and prove to them they were wrong. So that is true. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to stay here as long as he wants to and everything. But you know, hey, things happen, though. As we know, in the NFL,
Harry,
things happen,
he
man.
He took a beer bottle to the head. I mean, I know you have to love the place. I mean,
yeah,
you guys won and you're throwing beer bottles at him. I mean, I mean, I know, it's like being at a honky tonk. You know what I mean? And you're singing a song and they're loving you and they're throwing beer bottles at you, man. I mean,
well,
Philly.
Hey, you know, I mean, you bring up some interesting things and we'll see how that plays out, man. You know what? And you're probably going to get somebody else started on some rumors and stuff. You know what I mean?
Gary Cobb, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much, my friend.
All right, hey, have a good one.
That is G Cobb. All right. You know, I just, you know, one of those guys that always, G Cobb says, wow, holy cow, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl without the touch push. Hold on. Wouldn't have won without the touch push. John McMullen says the Commanders are winning the East. Come on in. Come on in. Come on. It's all right. I didn't say it. There, we just got the emotional intelligence conversation that we heard earlier. By the way, the state of the Philadelphia Eagles, I am going to go down the line here of what the thundering owner of the Eagles said. We'll get our takes on it. We'll also do this. Oh, by the way, I got my top defensive tackles. I've ranked them. Okay? Delusional media? Oh, yeah. You know what's delusional? The owner saying how much he loves the emotional intelligence of Nick Sirianni. Where was that? When he was telling the Chief guys off, or the Indy one, or having Big Dom on the sidelines, Senorita. Yeah. Holy cow. Shit take. Gary's just telling you what he feels. All right. Yes, they would win definitely with or without that play. Great defense, running game, wins every time. Do I believe? They probably win 12 games and still win the whole thing. Emotional damage. That's what I say, too. I love Sill's emotional intelligence. Yeah. Oh, senor. How you doing? Okay. Delusional is thinking that Allen can ever beat Mahomes in the playoffs. Delusional is ever thinking that Hurts is better than Josh Allen. That's delusional. That's certifiable delusional. certifiable delusional. Jalen's better than Burrow. Okay, yeah. You put them dudes in a draft, I'm sure that's how it would play out. 2903. How you doing? No, that's not boring. By the way, man, how long ago? God, it seems like forever. Hold on. Let me add something up here. Let me get something down here, man. Hold on here. Let me see something here. How long ago? Geez, doesn't it seem like it's been forever? How many days ago was February 9th? 52 days ago. Damn. It seemed like 252 days ago. With all the exits? I mean, it's like balancing your checkbook. That's what the Eagles did. You know how you balance your checkbook at the end of the month? Well, let me think here. I'll pay my cable on Friday. next week, I'll pay my, I'll pay the water next week. I'll put $50 down now just to make it look good. Cable, I'll pay on Friday. I owe $300, so I'll probably pay $125. I got rent. I got to pay the big one there. That's the big one there. Yeah, got to do that. I mean, they were doing their checkbook this offseason. Is that what they're – I mean, feels like a year ago. I'm with you, Sue. Maybe Hurts will let Allen try on his Super Bowl ring. I know. Joe Flacco's better than Dan Marino because he's got a ring. Joe Flacco was the MVP, too. How you doing? Joe Flacco and Jalen got the same thing. Super Bowl MVPs. How you doing?
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Wayday starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.